Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I'm your host today. Before I introduce my guests, I just want to mention that now we have an app you can download. Go to your app store for iPhones. The other phones are coming, but iPhones are in. Just go there, download it, and you can hear us anywhere, any place, anytime. And anyway, thanks for that. Now for my guest, we got Phil Ringhausen, the president of the Jersey County Fair Board. Welcome, Phil.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for having me on the radio station with you.
Oh, glad to have you. The fair is a big deal in the county, isn't it?
It really is. It's the biggest, probably the biggest event that goes on in Jersey County. It has been for years.
You know, and Phil, you're a farmer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Among other things, what else do you do? Anything else?
Yes. I also have a full-time job down at the steel mill in Alton.
You do?
When they opened it back up from Laclede to ASI. My wife Andrea's uncle worked down there, and they took him back, and so he just begged me to come down there to, you know, to try it out. Well, you know, my kids were young. Uh-huh. I didn't really have a retirement, and so I went down, and I hate to say this, but I've been down there 21 years now at the steel mill, and so you know, get your insurance and all that, but I still farm, you know, still farming with my, you know, was with my dad, then after he passed, my cousin and I worked together, and we're still farming around 1,200 acres, so yeah.
I mean, you're staying pretty busy then.
I keep that hopping. Full time.
You've been on the fair board for how long? How long have you been involved in the fair?
A long time. Yeah. My father went on the fair board in 1973. And so as young kids, me and my brother, naturally tagged along with dad. Mm-hmm. And he went, and I can still remember hauling the folding chairs in and out of the old wooden grandstand, putting them in 2-ton trucks and hauling them out of there. And, but yeah, so I actually went on the fair board as a director in 1987, that they elected me in the fall of 87. And at that time, they were changing some of the older officers to newer officers. Well, they needed a secretary at that time. So I went on in 87 as a fair board director, but also the secretary of the fair. And that's when Tom Moore became treasurer. Craig Moore went on as president, and Carl Meisner was the vice president, and then Dave Pilley was second vice. But so I went on this. So my first fair as a director or an officer was 1988, and then we went 10 years with that regime, and then I went on as fair board president. I got elected in the fall of 97, and I've been president ever since.
Was it a tough campaign?
Oh, yeah, real tough. I mean, they put me in a room, and they said, "You got it." And I said, gee, thanks. So what is that? I guess this will be my 28th fair as president.
Nice.
And so 38 years I've been on the board and been part of this fair as a full-fledged director.
Now, you would know these things. A lot of small fairs or county fairs, some of them, are they still going, or they went by the wayside, or
they've had a lot of problems in the past, and I don't mean to put blame to anybody, mm-hmm. but your older fair board members have a hard time of giving up over to younger guys, and it puts a lot of strain and pressure on the two age diversions, I guess uh-huh. you would say. And they've had issues. But
are you talking about our board?
No. I'm talking about just kind of across the whole state.
Yeah. The country.
Because you have an older group that have done this for so long. And I hate to say that. That's my group now. You know, we're 60s and, you know, we're doing this. But and they don't want to give up the power to the younger group because, you know, your younger group's got the ideas and everybody's got more ideas and things to do, and they make it better. But
sounds like some of our politicians.
It can't happen that way. That is true. They've been there too long.
Yeah, for sure.
But most of your county fairs are still going. I think there's 106 county fairs in the state of Illinois. Don't hold me to it, but it's real close to that. I know the closest one to us that's not going anymore is Belleville, but St. Clair County. But it got to be such a place for renting it out for different events and everything, their buildings and everything. They just kind of went by with the fair. But most of your county fairs are still going. It's just, that's what, to add to the old to the new, I'm very fortunate that, and I've tried really hard, you know, even though I've done this for so long, that I've tried to keep younger people getting involved with the fair. And hate to say it, but it is, a lot of it is generation after generation of families. But I have got a lot of new, younger kids that are wanting to be a part of it. And you got to give them a little bit of, you know, leeway. Yeah. Let them, got to give them some projects to do. You got to help to work them into it. And then we mentor them into our positions to where we can give up. Because, you know, I've done this for 28 years. I'm ready to just go by the wayside and help, you know,
right,
and not be a part of, you know, not be in charge.
I know your salary is probably pretty good.
Oh, it's great. Yes, fantastic. It costs me money.
Well, the question is, and I know you probably did this, okay? You've probably sat down and put a pencil to how many hours you put into the fair over the course of a year. You got any idea?
I started one time and I got scared. You know, that's just like the next 2 weeks. I basically live there for 2 weeks, you know, for this week getting set up and getting everything going.
So
and
then you take a vacation from the steel mill?
Yeah, I take
your vacation and work at the fair.
Yeah, I take 2 weeks vacation for Jersey County Fair.
All right, listeners, all right, when you see Phil out, I want you to stop and say, hey, thanks. Shake his hand and say, appreciate you doing what you do to
thank
keep the fair going.
You know, it takes a lot of people to make you know, everybody says, well, you've been very successful. You've done this. I said, I've had successful people with me. You know, I've had successful people as directors and as my committee members. And I just basically tell everybody, you know, they do what they want to do and they come to me with suggestions or the officers and we give them their, you make the changes, you make it better for you. Come to us and we'll help you do it. And then I just go, I'm a fireman. I go around and put out fires is basically what I do, you know.
Yeah, or kind of like the CEO.
Yeah, well, basically.
Fair,
yeah. But, you know, I just make it all work for them because I just got good people that take care of everything.
How many people do you have helping with the fair?
There's actually 36 directors, I think, officially voting directors on the board.
Yeah.
And then your committee members, there's probably another 30 on there. So it does, you know, there could be close to 70, 75 people actually doing and helping with the fair, you know, to actually, you know,
take believe it.
Yeah. And, you know, and then that's like in the fall, you know, we have our banquet, our fall banquet, and we honor, you know, we pay for the meal and have everybody in to honor them for helping us do it. And we'll have 130 to 150 people there.
Hey, I know you mentioned, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air, that you are really happy with the amount of sponsors you have.
Oh,
now.
It is.
Tell us about that.
It has just exploded in the last 2-3 years. I remember when we started the sponsorship drive, it was when we went to our Lucas Pulling League, the PPL deal. We needed to up our game with our tractor pull. And, you know, we were going to fork out almost $50,000 for a tractor pull. And that's just your classes and your sled and you're joining their league.
That's not the prize money?
No, that's not the prize money. That's just that.
Wow.
So like a lot of times people say, well, how come you don't have a big country music act? You know, I said, well, yeah, it costs, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 for that. But my tractor pulls are costing me almost $50,000 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, when we went to that, we knew we had to have some kind of sponsorship help. And we did. We had a lot of people jump on board to help us out. And we could have had, I think, about 25 to 30 sponsors. This year, I have 92 sponsors for the fair.
Why do you think that happened? The appreciation? Did we missed the fair during COVID, right?
Yeah, that's right. The 1 year. Yeah, the 1 year in 2020.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that had something to do with it?
I think it could have helped.
What's your opinion? You're in it.
I think people see what we're doing for the community, what we're putting back out, you know, because we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody gets paid for any of this.
Right.
You know, we're out here helping the community to give back, to help them out. And I think people are seeing what we're actually doing and how we're doing it and the impact we're having on the community. Because like you said, it is the biggest event. And any of your merchants uptown will come to you and say, you know, wait for fair week because you're going to escalate in money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're
more tourists.
Yeah, more people in town. And they always look for that. And I think the people are just like, well, hey, this is what they're doing. Let's help them do it better to make everything better for everybody. And I think that's just the biggest part of it.
Hey, I have Phil Ringhausen with me. He's the president of the Jersey County Fair. And we're doing fair talk. So the fair kicks off Sunday, July 6th.
Yes. Yes. That is our Christian music. Though, first of all, we've the big change this year.
Oh.
And a lot of people are going to be wondering what's going on. Our talent show was always on Tuesday night after the parade. And we wasn't having much success with getting talent people to perform in the talent show because after the parade. So our talent director came to us and says, what do you guys think about moving it? So maybe I can have a better luck at getting younger kids or whatever in the talent, junior talent show or the senior, whatever. We says, well, what are you thinking? And so we come up with the idea of doing it at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's going to be 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, which is going to be a little hotter, a little mm-hmm. this, but we had to try something.
Yeah,
it has helped. We've got a few more talent participants to go in it. Not a lot, because mm-hmm. that's one thing that I, even on the state level, like I can remember going to the state talent show and you had two full pages of nothing but acts to perform, and now we have one. And it's one of them things that, like, I hate for it to phase out, you know, something, because just not kids aren't involved in the talent, I guess, as much anymore. But so we're going to try this on this night. We're going to do it get my story straight here. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we're going to do the talent show and get that. Then after that, we have our Christian music night, which, you know, there's always people out there at the fairgrounds, livestock people moving in, moving out. So we wanted to do some kind of church event. So we have the Christian music night.
Yeah,
and it's really gone
sense.
Off. Yeah. And we have ice cream. You know, used to be when had Dairy Queen, Tros. No,
Trob.
Trob. I'm sorry. Trob had Dairy Queen. He donated the ice cream for us. He wanted to be a part of it. And that was one of his donation sponsorship for the fair. And he'd help us with that. And now the Farm Bureau has jumped in, and the Farm Bureau does it, or Jersey County Farm Bureau. And so, I mean, it's just a nice evening. Mm-hmm. Good. You know, we do it right there in the pavilion, and people enjoy it.
So what's going on Monday?
Then Monday is our big 4-H day for all the kids. You know, that's when they show everything.
And what time does that start?
Use 8 a.m.
And they've been planning for this all year,
getting ready for it. Oh, it's a big event. Them kids in our county. And, I mean, it's unreal. You'll have, I'd hate to say
they
how
start
many.
At 8 a.m.?
Mm-hmm. So actually shows that the hog show will be first at 8 a.m. on Tuesday or Monday morning.
Okay. And how long does it go?
We won't be done showing probably till about 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Okay.
Because we go the hogs, then the sheep and goats and chickens and everything right on down the line. The beef's last. And they go by the time we get said and done.
How about Tuesday?
And then Tuesdays, we start with our big parade.
Yes.
Kicks off the fair.
Yes. Yes, the parade, which we didn't have last year.
Yeah, it did because of the rain.
Out.
Got the rain.
All people were upset.
Oh, boy.
And, you know what? And you know, you heard a thing like, why didn't we do it another night? You know, or why didn't we do this? Or why didn't you do that? Go ahead. Tell us why. From the president's mouth, why?
My wife, Andrea, runs the parade.
Yeah.
She's done it for almost as long as I've been president, over 20 years. And we have to, in March, submit to the state that we want to close the state highway for the parade.
Yes.
And you have to jump through all their hoops and everything. And the city works with us really well. They explain why and everything and help us fill out the form and all that kind of stuff. But it has to be approved at least 3 months in advance to close the state highway. So, you know, we do all that paperwork. We closed the highway. We're ready for a parade. And then the storm came.
Boy, we had a good one.
And it did. It come through. And a small rain, I don't mind. I've had parades in small rains and even a decent little downpour. But when you got your lightning and your wind and your severe storm, there's no way. I can't do it.
Yep.
And then I can't reapply to close the highway till another 3 months. So,
well, hey, you might know this, but we're actually going to broadcast
the parade. Great. You had mentioned that.
Yeah, we were all ready to do that. I got a tent. I was all set up. And we did. I was disappointed it rained, of course, too. But
yes.
This year we're back, and we're going to broadcast it, and hopefully we don't get rained out. And
I think it'll As far as I've seen so far, it looks like we're going to be good.
And I have Erica Heitzig is going to help me with this.
Well, good.
We're going to two-time. It's going to be not quite as big as the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
you might get close to.
But we're going to try.
Are you going to have your roaming reporters out on the stand walking down the street?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
That'll be great.
And that's going to be Craig's job.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good job for Craig. He needs a little exercise.
All right, then Tuesday night, all the rides and everything opens up, and it's a big night Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday is our official opening. You know, even though we have 4-H day the day before, but Tuesday's the official opening, and everything will just explode out there.
Yeah,
people will be crazy. And since we're not having the talent show then on Tuesday night, I said we need something. We got to have something in the grandstand for people to come out. You know, even though your box seat ticket holders might not want to come to the talent show, but they still have a box seat for the week. There's got to be some kind of event in front of the grandstand.
So what is it?
So we're going to have two local bands. Cash Gatton is coming with his band, and he's going to perform for about a half hour to 40 minutes before. And then Flip the Frog is going to come over and perform then to whenever everybody
wants. So what time does the music start?
8 o'clock. Because we figured 2 hours for the parade, you know, from 6 to 8. And then we'll start the music then around 8.
And kids can buy parents can buy armbands for the kids.
Yes. And we're not charging anything for Tuesday night. We're not going to get in.
Everybody's in free.
Go and nothing at the grandstand. Everything's free Tuesday night. We just figured we're going to give back a little bit to the community.
That's nice.
You know, we thought let's have something. Which, you know, you have a nice concert and good music blaring. You're going to hear it everywhere over the ground. So why not even have? And we're not going to charge to get in the gate. We're not going to charge to do anything. We're just going to let people come and go.
All the good things that go with the parade are going on. Yeah. What time does the parade usually open up for people? It's like Wednesday.
When
does the doors open up for the parade? Or not for the parade, for the fair, Wednesday.
Wednesday. The gates usually open around 4:30 to 5 o'clock. We're always an evening fair.
Okay.
We've tried things during the day, and it just doesn't. With the heat and it's great for Jerseyville. It's a bedroom community. You know, everybody works somewhere and usually drives, you know, and this is where they live. So that 4:30, 5 o'clock is a good time to start everything.
And we have the beauty pageant.
Yeah, beauty pageant's on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Starts at 7?
Yes. And okay. We have 6 wonderful senior contestants. And, of course, we have our 16 little ones, which you have to stop because we'd probably have 50 of them up there.
And then Thursday, we've got the rodeo going on, and that, again, starts at
7
o'clock, mm-hmm. And that's you got a new rodeo company coming in today.
Yes, Whippoorwill Rodeo Company. We've been talking to them for about the last 2 or 3 years, but we had such good working relations with our past rodeo that we didn't want to, you know, burn any bridges or step on any toes, and we just thought it was kind of time for a change.
Yeah.
Just kind of update something, so we went with a little bit different rodeo.
And then Friday, we have the big tractor pulls going on.
The PPL, Pro Pulling League, you know, we'll have, this they start
the,
at 7.
These are the professionals.
Yes. These are the ones you'll see on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the Lucas Oil deal, the National Pulling League, this PPL runs with them. And, you know, this is the one.
Will you pack the house for that?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably have, I have sold the grandstand out on Friday night. And when I'm talking sold out, I mean packed, standing room only. But for the most part, it'll be full. I mean, it might not be a complete sellout, but I'll be full. Okay. And then you'll have another, you know, that many on the infield wanting to watch.
Yeah, and then Saturday.
That's the ITPA, Illinois Tractor Puller Association. And then we have all of our local trucks on Saturday.
So local tractors?
Local tractors are on Friday night with a PPL. And then the local trucks are on Saturday with the ITPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
All kinds of trucks can enter.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole many. And we've done something different with the truck pull this year.
What'd you do?
We decided to go ahead and try to get some of these young kids involved.
Yeah.
So we have a complete stock road class for 16 to 18-year-olds. if you got a valid driver's license and mom and dad say it's okay, you can come out and pull your drive. But prefer mom and dad say okay before you hook onto that sled.
Now, is that just for kids or is that for anybody?
Well, they talked about that, and I think they're going to kind of put an age limit. But I got a feeling I got some older guys that's in their 60s and 70s that really want to pull their truck. So it's going to be.
Are you talking about me?
Well, if you want to, we'll let you. But it's just a stock bone class. I mean, there's nothing. It's just you don't do anything. Drive it off the street, hook on the sled, and take it down the track.
And then Sunday.
We
open again at 3 o'clock, 4:30.
Yes, we're opening at 3 o'clock. We moved up an hour this year.
Yeah,
because it's becoming. We had such a big demo derby last year.
What time does demo derby start?
They're actually going to start at 5 this year. Okay. You usually start at 6. But
is that the biggest draw, or is the tractor pull the biggest draw?
Well, it can be hit and miss. The demo derby's by far got the most people.
Okay.
The most people be out there for the demo derby. They come out of the woodwork for that. It's unreal where the people come from. And, you know, we'll start selling tickets at 2 hours before the show. So at 3 o'clock, I'll have a line from the grandstand down to the block bathroom, you know, through the pavilion.
Yeah.
Waiting to buy tickets. It's unreal.
What are tickets going to cost this year?
Tickets, I think they're 20. I got to look real quick, Chris. That's a good question. adults are 15 and children are 5.
Okay.
So it's not 20 bucks.
And it starts at 4. You say at 5?
5. Well, the power wheels for the little kids.
Okay, that starts at 4.
4. Mm-hmm. We still have the little kids power wheel deal on the track in front of the grandstand. So you can watch your little one out there with the power wheels having fun.
So do they bring their own power wheel?
No.
There's power wheel 4.
We supply them just like we do for Downtown Country Christmas. We have
are they pulling something?
No, they just, like a demo derby, they start beating each
other. It's a demo derby power wheel?
Demo derby power wheel.
How do you get disqualified? Start crying?
Maybe. I try to stay out of that. I'm not going to.
Have a winner?
We do a time stopwatch on it. We let them run for so long, and then we just hand out ribbons to everybody.
Right.
Everybody's getting a ribbon. And we started that quite a few years ago, and it's just taken off. Kids just love it. And Grandma and Grandpa love watching it.
What age are we talking? 5?
I think 4 and 5 up to 10.
Are they all in the same category?
We kind of split them up, do different classes and everything. Yeah. We do it just like the big boys. You got to divide them up in classes.
Oh, shoot. Well, Phil, believe it or not, we've ran out of time.
Oh, really?
We've come right down to the end here. We've ran out of time. But, wow, thanks for coming in. It's been very informative, and I think we're going to have a big turnout.
I do, too. I'm really up on this fair. I think the weather's going to hold, and it's going to be great.
I do, too. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Have a great day, and we'll see you at the fair.
Thank you.